Good. Good to see you guys.
Start with, think about Patriots Chiefs opener. The last time they opened was 9 years ago. We know what happened, in the game. I'm curious how significant it is for you to have come back so strongly from that, and what you've accomplished since that game.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Time flies. It's great that we're here, I think all the players look forward to this weekend. It's, it's a long off season. It's a lot of preparation. And, it's for this game. And when the schedule comes out, you've got, this first game is the only one you're really looking at, and all the preparation, everything's building for this week. So it goes for both sides. I'm sure they're looking forward to it too. I'm excited for, this year and see if all the hard work we put in could amount to something. So it's going to be a fun week.
Tom, we were talking to Brandon Cooks a little bit earlier this summer, and he mentioned how many cheetahs there are in this offense. Are you struck by the level of team speed? Because when you stack it up against the previous few years, this group appears to be a little bit faster.
Yeah, I think it comes down to whatever, your different skill sets are. It's still a matter of execution and, fast, quick, tall, smart. You got to put it all together, and you got to put it together on every play. Offensive football is really important that every player is on the same page. You can't really have one part of the chain that's not connected. So, everyone's got to be focused on what their responsibility is. So, those guys that can present problems with speed, that's what they got to do. And then when they get the ball, they got to play that way. And the quick guys and the tall guys and the, strong guys, it's just everyone's got different skill sets, and it's really a matter of how everyone comes together within our style of offense and, how we can execute in order to, to get the ball down the field.
As you approach this year with all your experience, how slow is the game for you right now? I mean, can any team throw a defense at you that really surprises you to the point where you didn't expect that? It's just execution and it's really slow. It's not even fast anymore.
No, I mean, it's still, it's football, and football is very humbling. I mean, you may think you have, go out there, practice, and things go well, and then you go to a particular game, and, they do things that maybe you haven't worked on or haven't thought about or haven't talked about. I think the experience helps with maybe just some recall about things we could do to solve the problems that maybe a team's presenting to us. For example, I said before, when I was younger, you'd come in on Monday morning and make corrections. Well, I mean, we'll be making corrections after the first drive. Based on things that they've been doing and things that they haven't shown, things that they're trying to do to slow us down. So, I mean, it's really just, that's how football is played. It's very much like checkers. I mean, they're going to have things that we haven't been working on, vice versa, and it's constant adjustments throughout the game. So, you can't prepare for everything. We haven't seen that much on film this year, just a couple preseason games where, most of the guys weren't in there very long. So, they got their defense. We got our offense. It's going to take a big effort. They got great players at all levels of their defense, and we're going to need to, we need to play great.
How do you go about then controlling that frustration when you get off? Because you want to be able to start fast, but like you said, it's new team, new year, missing parts because Julian's not here, so maybe some things that you guys would be used to, you could, check down to him or whatever, but there's new players. Yeah. So how do you stop that frustration that you have when you just kind of want to get it going?
Well, I mean, I think there's just a high level of expectation. So when we're not performing the way we're capable, I mean, it's very frustrating for me and everybody in our offense, coaches included. So, I mean, we want to be able to score points, and that's what our job is. So we go out there, we've got to, we've all got to be on the same page, and there's a lot of new players. So, we're going to have to, there's learning curves as we go, and hopefully we can get better as the season goes.
Can you talk a little bit about adding Philip Dorsett as an offensive weapon?
Yeah, I mean, I just met him yesterday. I don't know much about him. So, we'll see. I think, he's a young player, and he's trying to learn our system. But, he's just coming in trying to work hard and figure out what to do.
Tom, they forced 33 takeaways last year, 8 in the red zone. Bill talked about roamers, linebacker safeties who roam free for them. What do you see from them? What have they done, especially when the opposition's in deep?
Yeah, they have playmakers. So, I mean, Derek Johnson's one of the best linebackers in the league. I mean, he does so many, things for that defense. They could tell it really hurts him when he's not out there. And, Eric Berry's big-time playmaker. Marcus Peters, more interceptions than anybody since he came in the league. Houston and Ford, I mean, they strip sack the quarterback. So they're very explosive. So, you know, really force the ball out of your hands quick because they get a good rush. And then they're, you know, their playmakers in the secondary have eyes on the quarterback and they're trying to make plays too. So when they're roaming around, I mean, you can't just, you know, stare them down where they're, you know, right where you want to throw the ball. You've got to, you know, it's always like little cat and mouse with safeties and quarterbacks. And but they've got a lot of playmakers, and that's why they've forced that many turnovers. That's why they're so, you know, complementary as a team. You know, they turn over, you know, they get the turnovers, they score points, they get a lead, they rush the quarterback, strip sacks, turnovers, you know, and it just keeps going. So, you know, hopefully we can get off to a fast start like we always talk about. And but, you know, it's a very challenging team.
Starting the season on a Thursday night, 8:30 prime time, does that get you maybe amped up more for the game than you would at 1 o'clock on a Sunday for week one?
Yeah, I mean the opener is always pretty. Everyone's pretty amped up for this one. It's been waiting a long time for this. But yeah, I mean starting the season, and I know they got a lot of events planned. So you know, probably all the families are coming in. It's a big game. I mean, it's an important one. It's, you know, we're playing one of the best teams in AFC. As you know, last year they were the second seed, so, you know, they try to make this game, you know, big. They got, you know, good teams playing, and, you know, we know we're going to have to play a great game in order to win.
I
don't even know if we'll be out there when that thing comes down. But that's kind of for the fans. I mean, this team has thought about the 2017 season, and, you know, that was great. We celebrated and had a great time. But, I mean, this team has to earn its own. You know, everything we get, we're going to have to earn. So, you know, our goals are ahead of us, and we're going to have to earn it. Every team starts at the same place. You know, it's a challenging season. We're starting a marathon. You know, it's going to take a lot of good football to get to where we need to be.
With Jacoby gone now, I was wondering what your impressions of him over the last year that you spent with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great young player, so I love my time with him. He was a great person, friend, teammate. He always will be. I want nothing but the very best for him.
Being at this game for a long time, you still wake up Thursday morning with those butterflies and the nerves and everything else as you get ready for the day?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I think everybody does. Playing sports is very, everyone works hard and it's very unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, we as players feels like that too. We're prepared, we're confident, but you still got to go out there and do it. And you got to do it against a team that you haven't, you know, you studied, but not much this year. You know, they're working on stuff. We're working on stuff. You know, we try to execute a high level. They do too. So, yeah, they'll definitely be nerves and being anxious, but that's part of football. And once you get out there and start going, it's those things calm down.
You've been doing it a long time and made some adjustments in how you go about things, changing your workout routine, your diet. Have you lost weight just in the issue of better health and playing this year?
Nope, I'm pretty stable. I've been that way for a long time. So close to 230 pounds.
How do you keep it fresh after being in the league for so long? Does it ever feel old or does
playing football?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Football is one of the great joys of my life, so I love it every day. Thank you, guys.